I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. American support is declining for Ukrainian war costs. A survey last month by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs showed 47% of Americans are willing to endure costs for Ukraine funding. That's down from 58% over a year ago. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says growing negative perceptions could also impact Ukrainian ministry support.
Now is not the time to step away from supporting these churches, because not only are these churches continuing to be salt and light, but from them are coming a faithful number of believers that are impacting the nations.
Learn more at missionnews.org. Ukrainian churches supported by Slava Gospel Association still need your support.
Biblical training's going on and caring for the people's training, and now's not the time to let our foot off the pedal.
And in 2007, the Iranian Bible Society in diaspora released a Farsi Bible translation called Today's Persian Version.
But since language is changing year to year, 2015, our translation team start to have a revision.
IBSD's Nahid Sapari says a team of Bible translators worked for years on the revision.
It's called Today's Persian Version Revised, and it is ready right now for distribution. This translation audience is people with middle school education. If they can understand, the educated people can understand it too.
IBSD distributes Bibles to Iranians worldwide.
Iranian, they are everywhere. So I have to look people in each country. It's a big job.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.